الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، ويقول الشيخ محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى في كتابه التوحيد: باب من حقق التوحيد دخل الجنة بغير حساب. وقول الله تعالى: إن إبراهيم كان أمة قانتا لله حنيفا ولم يكن من المشركين. وقال: والذين هم بربهم لا يشركون. The author, he mentioned a chapter entitled "The One Who Fulfills the Rites of Tawheed and He Went to Paradise Without Any Reckoning." The chapter, the one who fulfills the rites of Tawheed, then he will enter paradise without any reckoning. And he mentioned the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, "Inna Ibrahim kana umma qanitan lillah," that verily Ibrahim, he was a leader in khair, and he was devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hanifan, turning entirely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with tawheed and leaving off every aspect of shirk and falsehood. وَلَمْ يَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ, and he was not from those polytheists. We've seen some of the benefits with regards to this noble verse of Allah Azza wa Jal. Shaykh Ibn Baz rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned a summarization at the end, a beneficial summarization with regards to the verse "Inna Ibrahim kana umma." Shaykh Ibn Baz, he mentioned, he says, وَالْمَقْسُودُ أَنُّهُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ إِسْتَقَامَ عَلَى الْحَقِّ وَحْدَهُ وَدَعَى إِلَيْهِ وَحْدَهُ وثبت على الحق قانتا مطيعا لله عز وجل مخلصا له العمل معرضا عما سوى الله ثابتا على الحق وحده مقبلا عليه جل وعلا عابدا له وحده تاركا للمشركين مفارقا لهم في بلادهم وفي أقائدهم وفي أخلاقهم. وهكذا ينبغي للمؤمن أن يكون على هذا الإخلاص وعلى هذه الاستقامة بعيدا عن كل شر حتى يكون بذلك قد حقق توحيده وحقق إخلاصه لله. He mentioned, رحمه الله تعالى, the great scholar of our era, Shaykh Ibn Baz, that the intent behind this verse, and the mentioning of this verse here, is that Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was steadfast upon the truth alone. And likewise, he called to the truth alone, and he was firm upon the truth and devoted to obedient and devoted in obedience and to obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal. Sincere, making his actions sincerely and purely for him alone, turning away from everything besides Allah Azza wa Jal, steadfast and firm upon the truth alone, devoted entirely to Allah, worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal alone with no partners. And he was also likewise leaving off those polytheists, and he was separating from them and from their lands and from their creeds and from their beliefs, and he separated himself from their manners and their conduct. So then he says, so like this, likewise, it is becoming for a believer that he should be in this manner with his sincerity, and likewise with his steadfastness and istiqamah, and that he should be far away from every type of evil. And in this manner, he can fulfill the rites of tawheed, and he can fulfill the rites and actualize the sincerity, his sincerity for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we see the author, he mentioned these verses again as a means to show us the example. The one who wants to fulfill the rites of Tawheed, he must look at those righteous and pious prophets and messengers first and foremost, and then those who came after them from the pious predecessors. And they are the ones who lived upon Tawheed and died upon Tawheed. And we take them as an example and a role model. After this, the author, he mentioned another verse, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِرَبِّهِمْ لَا يُشْرِكُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِرَبِّهِمْ لَا يُشْرِكُونَ, and those likewise who do not associate any partners with their Lord. Those who do not associate any partners with their Lord. The author, he mentioned a portion of this verse, and or he mentioned this verse, but preceded by this verse, this is a sequence of verses. Allah Azza wa Jalla, actually, he mentioned in this sequence, he says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ هُمْ مِنْ خَشَّةِ رَبِّهِمْ مُشْفِقُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ يُؤْمِنُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِرَبِّهِمْ لَا يُشْرِكُونَ وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا أَتَوْا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ أَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ وَهُمْ لَهَا سَابِقُونَ. The author, he mentioned a portion of this verse or this context, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِرَبِّهِمْ لَا يُشْرِكُونَ. And this is the evidence that he wanted to provide for this chapter to emphasize this with the statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and those who do not associate any partners whatsoever with their Lord. This was mentioned likewise in the previous verse in the description of Ibrahim alayhi salam, كَانَ حَنِيفًا وَلَمْ يَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. But likewise to emphasize that from those greats, sifat, and that main characteristic of those people who fulfilled the rites of Tawheed, first and foremost, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِرَبِّهِمْ لَا يُشْرِكُونَ. Those who do not associate partners whatsoever with their Lord. Those who do not associate partners whatsoever with their Lord. It has been mentioned in our classes previously that the word ashirk, it has a general meaning and a specific meaning. The specific meaning to associate partners, to associate partners with Allah Azza wa Jalla. There's a major shirk and there's a minor shirk. But many of the ulama, they have mentioned that from an all-inclusive meaning, that actions of disobedience are included. Actions of disobedience are included in shirk and al-ma'asi, and sins and transgressions. Sins and actions of transgression are actually a type of shirk. They're a type of shirk. Shaykh Uthaymeen, he mentioned about this. فَالْمَعَاسِي بِالْمَعْنَى الْعَامِ كَمَا سَبَقَ شِرْكٌ لِأَنَّهَا صَادِرَةٌ أَنْ هَوَى لِأَنَّهَا صَادِرَةٌ أَنْ هَوًى مُخَالِفٌ لِلشَّرْ أو مُخَالِفٍ لِلشَّرْ. نعم وقد قال تعالى أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنْ اتَّخَذَ إِلَهُ هَوَى. Again, a reminder. We've seen this before, and I mentioned this, the statements of Shaykh Uthaymeen before, but he says here again, al-ma'asi, sins, actions of disobedience, in their general meaning, they are a type of shirk. They are a type of shirk. And this is because they are based upon desires that are contrary to the legislation. The person who disobeys Allah Azza wa Jalla, this disobedience is occurring from a desire, from a whim, from a lust that is impermissible, that is contrary to the legislation of Allah Azza wa Jal. So at this time, this person, he has preferred his desires over the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. He has put his desires and his lust before the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah mentioned him, this type of person, have you not seen the one who has taken his desires as his Lord or as his God, as his object of worship? Al-Hasan al-Basri, he mentioned about this verse, أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنْ اتَّخَذَ إِلَهُ وَهُوَى. He said that this person, he's the one who did not ever desire anything except for he committed it. And anything that he desires, anything that his soul wants, he just performs it. If his soul wants to do, if he wants to look, he looks. He doesn't have any reins. If he wants to speak, he speaks. He doesn't check and look at whether it's in accordance with the legislation or not. This is the one who has taken his own soul as his Lord, or as his God, as his ilah, meaning that he just follows his desires and whims, and he does not abide by the restrictions and regulations of the legislation. هو من إذا هوى شيئا ركبه. That's what Al-Hasan al-Basri mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, that if he desires something, he will commit it. That if he desires something, he will commit it. And he will follow his whims and his desires, even if it's contradiction or contrary to the legislation of Allah Azza wa Jal. So then here, the meaning, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِرَبِّهِمْ لَا يُشْرِكُونَ, it's not the specific meaning here, but rather the general meaning. They do not associate partners with Allah Azza wa Jal, not major shirk and not minor shirk. Likewise included in this is that general meaning, sins likewise. Sins likewise, because the true actualization of a tawheed is not fulfilled except in this manner. It's not fulfilled except in this manner. Those who leave off shirk in all aspects, including actions of disobedience, at this time, they will be considered from those who have fulfilled the rites of tawheed. We see this in the context here that Allah Azza wa Jalla, he mentions, Inna ladina hum min khashyati rabbihim mushfiqun. Al khashya hu al khawfun ma'al ilm. Khawfun ma'al ilm. That Allah Azza wa Jalla, he mentioned, إِنَّ لَدِينَهُمْ مِنْ خَشَّةِ رَبِّهِمْ مُشْفِقُونَ. That those people, that they are from the fear of their Lord, they are in fright, and they are, and mushfiq is like whenever one is scared, khaif. He's afraid, but these people are afraid, from Allah Azza wa Jalla from His punishment, and their fear is based upon knowledge. Their fear is based upon knowledge of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and knowledge of the promise of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and knowledge of the threat of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So these people, from their description, is that they have knowledge of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and this knowledge caused them to fear Him. And so they are in a state of caution because of this. And likewise, from those traits is that وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ يُؤْمِنُونَ, and they believe in the verses of Allah Azza wa Jal. They believe in the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal. They believe in the evidences of Allah Azza wa Jal. They believe in the verses of the Qur'an. And this is something that the believers, they share, and they all believe in this. But these people, that belief is firm in their heart. That belief is firm and deep in their heart. And they remember the verses of Allah Azza wa Jal. And they remember the signs in the creation, and likewise the signs in the legislation. And they remember their Lord, and they believe in them. And this belief produces those fruits until their hearts are frightful in fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. وَالَذِينَ هُمْ بِرَبِّهِمْ لَا يُشْرِكُونَ, because of their iman is so strong, they do not associate partners with Allah Azza wa Jal. Not the major shirk and not the minor shirk. And they do not associate partners with their soul, with their own desires and their whims, meaning that committing the actions of disobedience. This doesn't mean that an individual who fulfilled the rites of Tawheed, that he is free from sin. Doesn't mean that he's free from sin, that he never has any actions of disobedience, but rather the one that is in this manner, he will stay away from the major sins. He will stay away from the major sins, and if he fell into anything from the major sins or the minor sins, he would hasten to seek repentance, and he would not continue upon that way. This doesn't mean that he's ma'asum, or that these people, the people who fulfilled the rites of Tawheed, they never make mistakes. That's not the case. But rather, whenever they do make mistake, whenever they do fall into error, whenever they do disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they hasten to repent, and they hasten to return, and they hasten to remember Allah Azza wa Jal, and to rectify that by making sincere tawbah. They don't continue upon disobedience and transgression. And then likewise, whenever a person, he strives against his soul to be in this manner, to fulfill the rites of tawheed, then his sins, they become less. They become less, and they're not as great. They're not the major sins. And if they are, then it would be few that they occur. They wouldn't occur all the time, as if somebody who had no concern for his deen, or he had no concern for his tawheed, he had no concern for his iman, he would just continue on that way. The ulama, they make a beautiful example of the one who becomes engulfed in sins, and how that occurs. And it doesn't occur overnight. Shaitan, he draws the people step by step. And Allah mentions about that. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ, and do not follow the footsteps of Shaitan. He leads the people. If he could lead them to shirk directly, he would do that. But if he can't, then he will lead them to bid'ah. If he can't, then to major sin. If he can't, then to minor sin. If he can't, then to at least causing him to do something that is less beneficial. Not to busy himself with a non-obligatory affair until he leaves off the obligatory affair. If he can't cause him to do any of this, then he'll cause him to waste his time. So Shaytan, he has steps that he takes to mislead and detour the son of Adam from benefiting from his life, from benefiting from his time, and from drawing near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ulama, they make the example of a person, he's wearing a white thobe. A person wearing all white thobe. Whenever the thobe is all white, any speck gets on there, it shows. You can see it. So they mention, for example, he's got an all white thobe on it, and he goes out, and there it's the land is muddy and it's dirty. In the beginning, whenever he goes out, he sees the potholes and he sees the mud holes and he sees the dirt and everything all over the place. How does he move? Cautiously. He's moving around, this mud, maybe he'll pull up his stove a little bit, he'll walk, he will not step hard to splash the mud on his stove. Like this, he's proceeding with caution. He doesn't want to dirty up his stove, this white stove. And then something unexpected happens, he gets splashed, a little bit gets on his stove. It's not too much, he's still cautious. Pretty soon, if the stove gets pretty, you need too many splashes on it, pretty soon after that, he's not going to care. It's like, it's completely dirty now. I have to wash it. There's no way. And then he just goes to the mud. Not even concerned with any what happens to the thobe, not concerned like this. This is the same way the person who commits sins. Maybe in the beginning, he's like cautious. He's like, Audhu Billah. Or his Audhu Billah, listen to that. Oh, astaghfirullah, like this. But then if he starts that one time, he takes a look. And then it gets that spot on his heart. And if he's not cautious to clean that off, he continues upon his way. Like that, just like that one, he's wearing that thobe. The first time, the second time, the third time, he's cautious. He feels bad. He's like, oh, stop for Allah. Maybe try to get the thobe off. But pretty soon after the mud overcomes his thobe, he's like, and he dive in. He just go on his way, not looking, not caring, and the mud gets on him or not, because his thobe is ruined. Likewise, the person's iman is like this. The person's deen, his tawheed, is like this. His ikhlas for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla is similar like this. That if in the beginning maybe he's cautious that, you know, he would sin and that he would taint his iman, or that he would put a defect in his tawheed. But then if he's not cautious, Allah, shaitan will lead him step by step, by step, by step, by step. Pretty soon he doesn't care. He doesn't care. He delves in. He delves in. Some of them will even get to the extent, na'udhu billah, that they brag about it. And they brag about it, and they take pictures and videos of themselves in sin and put them for the world to see on the internet. Wa'yadun billah. But those people who fulfill the rights of tawheed, they're not in this matter. Rather, if they have that, if that sin comes, then they hasten to remove it. They don't get to that stage. They don't get to that stage where there's no mubarat, or there's no concern, or there's no care. But rather, they hasten to remove the sin. They hasten to remove the blemish that they have put on their tawheed, and that defect that they have put in their iman. This is the case of those believers. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسُهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. Those people that if they do an act of indecency, or they oppress their own souls with sins, then they remember Allah Azza wa Jalla, and they seek forgiveness for their sins. وَلَمْ يُسِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. And they don't persist upon those actions that they did while they know. So this is an indication that a believer, he will fall into error. But whenever he is striving against his soul to be obedient, his errors will be lesser and they will be fewer. And they won't be as large. They won't be the major sins and the likes like this. And if they were, then he would hasten to repent. In any case, he hastens to repent from all of his sins. Nam inna alladhina hum min khashyati rabbihim mushfiqun. These are from the attributes of those people, as-sabiqun al-awwalun, as-sabiqun bil khayrat. This verses here, the ulama, they mentioned, these are from the descriptions of those people who enter paradise without any reckoning. Remember, there are two levels, two categories, huh? This is the first category, al-muqarrabun. This is from the attributes and the characteristics of those who enter paradise, the first and foremost, and they have the highest ranks. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ هُمْ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ رَبِّهِمْ مُشْفِقُونَ. Those that are afraid and they are in a state of fright from the fear of their Lord. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ يُؤْمِنُونَ. And those who believe in the signs of their Lord. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِرَبِّهِمْ لَا يُشْرِكُونَ. And those who do not associate any partners whatsoever with their Lord. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا أَتَوْا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ. And those who do the deeds that they do, and their hearts are in a state of fright. أَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ. That they are returning to their Lord. That they are returning to their Lord. أُولَٰئِكَ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ وَهُمْ لَهَا سَابِقُونَ. These are the ones that are hastening to do the good deeds, and these are the ones that are the first and foremost in this. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا أَتَوْا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ. These people, they do good deeds of righteousness, and their hearts are in a state of fear. They do deeds of righteousness like prayer and sadaqah and zakat, and they seek knowledge and they read the Quran and they learn the deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and they call the people, but at the same time their hearts are in a state of fear. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that they are in a state of fear that their deeds are not accepted. They're in a state of fear that their deeds are not accepted. So they do the deeds of righteousness and piety. They do the deeds of al-Islam, and they follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they worship Allah azza wa jalla in the best manner, and then in the end they are afraid that their deeds are not accepted. Likewise, in the same manner, Ibrahim, he was an ummah in this likewise. He was an imam in this likewise. It's been mentioned about Ibrahim, if يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلُ رَبَّنَا تَخَبَّلْ مِنَّا. That whenever Ibrahim and his son Ismail, they were building the foundations of the house, that they were at the same time supplicating to Allah Azza wa Jalla and calling on him to accept their deeds. Calling on him to accept their deeds. Until some of the Salaf, they would said that this is an amazing affair. How Ibrahim is the Khalil al-Rahman, and he is building the house of al-Rahman. at the command of Ar-Rahman, and then he's afraid that it's not accepted from him. This is from the traits of those righteous and those pious people that have the high ranks in the paradise. The author, he mentioned here this verse or this portion of the verse to clarify again, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِرَبِّهِمْ لَا يُشْرِكُونَ. They do not associate partners with their Lord whatsoever. And from those people who fulfilled the rites of Tawheed, both categories, that they do not associate partners with their Lord whatsoever. Not any major shirk, and likewise not any minor shirk. Shaykh Ibn Baz, he says, فَهَكَذَا يَكُونُ التَّحْكِيكُ لِلْتَوْحِيدِ وَهَكَذَا يَكُونُ الْبَرَّاءَةُ مِنَ الشِّرْكِ وَهَكَذَا يَكُونُ الْعَمَلُ بِطَاعَةِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَتَرْكِ مَعْصِيَتِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى فَمَنْ اسْتَقَامَ عَلَى هَذَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةَ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ وَلَا عَذَابٍ. That in this manner, and out of the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, fearing Him and complying to His commandments and doing the good deeds, and then after that fearing that they're not accepted, so fearing Him Subhanahu wa Taala until the actions, the body parts comply to His commandments. After the body parts comply to the commandments, the heart is still afraid that that wasn't good enough and it was not accepted. He said, in this manner, the Tawheed is fulfilled. The rites of Tawheed is fulfilled. And staying away and freeing oneself from shirk and polytheism, it can be actualized. And in this manner, likewise, one should work in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal and leave off the disobedience to Allah Azza wa Jal. So the one who has become steadfast upon this way, this is the one that will enter paradise without any reckoning and without any punishment. And the one who has action, the one who has iman and he has amal. He has iman and he has amal. He says, هذا هو التحقيق للتوحيد أن يستقيم على دينه وأن يحضر الشرك كله دقيقه وجليله وأن يحضر البدع جميعها ويحضر المعاصي كلها ومتى وقع منه شيء بادر بالتوبة وبادر بالإخلاص والرجوع إلى الله. He said that this is the reality of fulfilling the rites of Tawheed, and that he will be steadfast upon the religion of Allah, that he will be steadfast upon his deen, and that he would be aware of shirk, all of it, that which is major and that which is minor, and that he would also be aware and stay away, cautious, leaving off innovation, every type of innovation, and that he would stay away cautiously, likewise, staying away from disobedience, actions of disobedience. وَمَتَى وَقَعَ مِنْهُ شَيْءٌ بَادَرَ بِالتَّوْبَةِ. And whenever some disobedience happened from him, then he would hasten to seek repentance with ikhlas and returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, devoted to him. He says, وَبِهَذَا يُكُونُ قَدْ حَقَّقَ تَوْحِيدًا. In this manner, the person, he will fulfill the rights of at-tawheed. In this manner, the person, he will fulfill the rights of tawheed. وَاسْتَحَقَّ مِنَ اللَّهِ فَضْلًا وَإِحْسَانًا دُخُولَ الْجَنَّةِ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ وَلَا عَذَابٍ. And in this manner, he would deserve or have the right from Allah Azza wa Jal as a grace and goodness from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, that he will enter the paradise without any reckoning and without any punishment. So to fulfill the rights of Tawheed, a person, he must stay away from three things. What are they? Shirk, bid'ah, and ma'asi. Taib, shirk is two types, minor and major. He has to stay away from both types. Shirk has a general meaning. That's the specific meaning. The specific meaning is like this, then the major shirk and the minor shirk, and the associating partners with Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, but the general meaning of shirk, actions of disobedience. All actions of disobedience are a type of shirk. How is that, Nani? Naam, that's correct. But we want a specific answer. That's the case. Jazakallah khairan. Naam, because here we have the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. Naam, and the obligation of being obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal. Obedience, how is obedience? What is obedience? And to comply to His commandments. But how will that occur? Two ways. By complying to what He has commanded and staying away from what He has prohibited. On the contrary, there is disobedience. What is disobedience? Disobedience. How will disobedience occur? Ma'asiyah. by leaving off something he has commanded or perpetrating something he has prohibited. Naam. So we have the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal, and his commandments, they consist of commandments and things you must do, obligations and prohibitions, things that it's not permissible to do, related to the body, to the body parts, the heart, the mind, the eyes, the ears, the hands, the feet, right? And then we have a soul. We have a soul. Allah has created us a soul, for us a soul, and that soul, it has an inclination. It has an inclination to pleasure, and an inclination to ease, and an inclination to entertainment, and the likes like this. And sometimes that comes in, it'll be contrary to the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal. As a test, this is part of the test, that the soul would desire something that's not permissible. That the soul will want something, to partake in something, or to enjoy a pleasure that is impermissible. They're impermissible. There are pleasures that are permissible, and there are pleasures and that are lusts that are impermissible. So whenever the person, he puts forth his own desires over the command of Allah Azza wa Jal, instead of obeying Allah, he has obeyed Shaitan. Shaitan in his soul is calling him to do this deed, and Allah is calling him to do this deed. So at this time, the one who gives preference to his desires and to his whims, worshipping Shaytan and worshipping and giving his obedience to Shaytan, giving obedience is called worship. So this is a type of shirk. This is a type of shirk in the general meaning, because he has given his obedience to his soul. He is giving his obedience to his soul and to Shaytan. يا أبتي لا تعبد الشيطان إن الشيطان كان لرحمن عصية. Do not, Ibrahim, he said to his father, oh my father, oh my beloved father, do not worship Shaytan. His father was not worshiping Shaytan like Shaytan. In reality he is, but he was worshiping idols. He's worshiping idols. They had different idols with different names. But Ibrahim considered, alayhi salatu wasalam, worshiping Shaytan. Don't worship Shaytan. Verily Shaytan was disobedient to Ar-Rahman. He's disobedient to Ar-Rahman. So being committing actions of disobedience is a type of worship. And giving this obedience to other than Allah Azza wa Jal, it's the right of Allah Azza wa Jal. Although it can be lesser than major shirk, it doesn't take the person out of Islam. But this is the means and the way to lead in that direction, away from Islam. Away from Islam. So to fulfill the rights of Tawheed, one person, he has to stay away from shirk entirely. And in not the specific meaning, but rather the general meaning. To fulfill the rights of Tawheed. To fulfill the rights of Tawheed. And then likewise, he has to stay away from innovation. He has to stay away from innovation. The one who falls into innovation, then he has not fulfilled the rights of Tawheed. From the rights of Tawheed is to comply to those commandments, and we have been commanded to follow a messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and likewise we have been commanded to worship Allah in a manner that he has legislated. So the one, even if he worship Allah Azza wa Jal sincerely, he did not make any shirk with Allah Azza wa Jal in his worship, and meaning in his intention, he did not associate partners, he did not hope for the reward from anyone other than Allah Azza wa Jal, but then he did not follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he did not fulfill the rights of Tawheed. He did not fulfill the rights of Tawheed. He will not fulfill the rights of Tawheed until his intention is pure and sincerity for Allah Azza wa Jal alone, and then he performed that action in the manner pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jal, meaning according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then likewise, he stays away from the sins. In this manner, this person, he is the one who has fulfilled the rights of Tawheed. And then after coming to this level, then after that there's munafasa, and there is competition, striving to have the high ranks, striving to have the high ranks, and completing even more than that. After the one, he has purified his iman, and he has cleansed his tawheed from this type of shirk, and both types, and from innovation and from sins, then after that, there's a great field of competition to seek nearness in the high ranks with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by doing actions that are not obligatory. In this manner, a believer, he will be able to strive in this life to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the best manner. And we conclude with that today. Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. After reviewing this class, I found it to be beneficial to add an additional benefit and clarification with regards to this topic. And this is a statement that is mentioned by Sheikh Salih Ali Sheikh Hafidhullahu Ta'ala in his commentary of Fath al-Majid. And this is in the first volume on page 159. And it's with regards to the verse that the author he mentioned, Rahimahullahu Ta'ala, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِرَبِّهِمْ لَا يُشْرِكُونَ, and those whom with their Lord they do not associate any partners. They do not associate any partners. So he says with regards to this, because we see here in the context of this sentence and in the arrangement of the words, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِرَبِّهِمْ لَا يُشْرِكُونَ, and this is the jar and the majrur. The jar and the majrur, bi rabbihim, is coming before the verb. It's coming before the verb. And in general, in the Arabic language, one would say, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِرَبِّهِمْ. But here, bi rabbihim, it comes first. So here Allah Azza wa Jalla is mentioning His Lordship first, and then after that, mentioning the fact that they do not associate any partners with Allah Azza wa Jalla, with their Lord, and referring to the Lordship of Allah. So Sheikh Salih Ali Sheikh Hafidhullah, he mentioned this benefit here, and we read it يعني, to add additional clarity to this affair. قال العلماء, the people of knowledge, they mention, the scholars, they say, قدم هنا قوله, that Allah has put first His statement, بربهم, والذين هم بربهم لا يشركون, that this statement, بربهم, has been put in the front, and those who with their Lord they do not associate any partners. He says, حفظه الله, لأن الربوبية تستلزم العبودية, and this is because the rububiyya and the Lordship of Allah Azza wa Jal, this requires and necessitates العبودية, worship and sincere servitude. فصار عدم الإشراك في الربوبية معناه عدم الإشراك في الطاعة. So therefore, the meaning of not associating any partners in His Lordship, this means to not associate any partners in His obedience. وَعَدَمُ الْإِشْرَاكِ فِي الْعُبُودِيَّةِ, and likewise to not associate any partners with Him in worship and servitude. وَهَذَا وَصْفُ الَّذِينَ حَقَّقُوا التَّوْحِيدِ, and this is the description and the characteristic of those who have fulfilled the rites of التوحيد. لِأَنَّهُ يَلْزَمُ مِنْ عَدَمِ الْإِشْرَاكِ أَلَّا يُشْرِكَ هَوَاهُ, and this is because it is required from not associating partners with Him that one will not associate his own desires in worship with Allah Azza wa Jal. وَإِذَا أَشْرَكَ الْمَرْءُ هَوَاهُ أَتَى بِالْبِدْعَةِ, and if a person, he were to let his desires have a share in this affair, then he will bring innovation. أَوْ أَتَى بِالْمَعْسِيَةِ, or he will bring actions of disobedience. يعني into his tawheed. If his desires have a share in his affair, and he did not make his life and his worship sincerity for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, showing preference to the command of Allah over the command of his soul and his desires, if he were to not do this, and he not making his worship sincere entirely in all affairs, and if he gave a share of his desires and the preference of his desires over the preference of Allah, what would happen? إِذَا أَشْرَكَ الْمَرْءُ هَوَاهُ أَتَى بِالْبِدْعَةِ, that if a person, he gave his desires a share in this affair, in a portion of this affair, then he will bring innovation. أَوْ أَتَى بِالْمَعْصِيَةِ, or he will bring actions of disobedience. فَصَارَ نَفْيُ الشِّرْكِ نَفْيًا لِلشِّرْكِ بِأَنْوَعِهِ, so in this case now, the negation of shirk, any meaning referring to this verse, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِرَبِّهِمْ لَا يُشْرِكُونَ, those whom with their Lord they do not associate any partners whatsoever, he says, حَفِظَهُ اللَّهُ فَصَارَ نَفْيُ الشِّرْكِ نَفْيًا لِلشِّرْكِ بِأَنْوَعِهِ, so negating shirk now has become the reality of negating shirk in every type, in every form. وَنَفْيًا لِلْبِدْعَةِ, and likewise the negation of innovation. وَنَفْيًا لِلْمَعْصِيَةِ, and likewise the negation of performing actions of disobedience. وَهَذَا هُوَ تَحْقِيقُ التَّوْحِيدِ لِلَّهِ جَلَّ جَلَالُهُ, and this is in reality fulfilling the rites of a tawheed, the tawheed of Allah, the mighty and majestic. So again, we see here that those whom with their Lord they did not associate any partners, what is intended is the general meaning of shirk, the general meaning of shirk. But to clarify again,
I mentioned that what is intended here, the general meaning of shirk, is that this is proceeding from following desires. And the issue of obeying one's desires over the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. So from this aspect, some of the people of knowledge mentioned that that is similar to shirk, or it has a relationship to shirk, or this is proceeding from the foundations of a shirk and showing preference to the love of one's desires over the love of Allah, and showing preference to the command and the lust of the desires over the command and the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From this aspect, it's a type of shirk. But just to clarify, that this would not be called shirk, and in every circumstance. So there is the issue of a shirk, and there are actions and statements that are considered major shirk, and then there are actions and statements that are considered minor shirk. And then there are actions of innovation that are lesser than that. And although no doubt it has an issue here of following one's desires, but one will not call those innovations shirk. Yani, so here the resemblance is just to make the clarification of the relationship and where these actions are proceeding from and the likes. But as for innovation, then one will not call it shirk or minor shirk. And likewise, there are actions of a disobedience that are lesser than all of that. And these affairs are not called shirk or minor shirk, but they are proceeding from following desires. So from this aspect, they have a resemblance with shirk from the foundation of showing preference and following one's whims and desires over the command of Allah. And this is what has been intended. And Allah knows best. Hadha wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.